Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Friday, June 11th, and tomorrow happens to be the 50th wedding anniversary of Brother Randy and Sister Joan Kuhn, and so we want to wish Brother and Sister Kuhn a happy wedding anniversary. Happy 50th wedding anniversary, Brother and Sister Kuhn. Amen. Brother and Sister Kuhn make their home now in Larned, Kansas, as he is pastor of the Larned Independent Baptist Church in Larned, Kansas. And Brother and Sister Kuhn were members here, made their home here in Madisonville for a few years. We love and appreciate them and know they've had a lot on their plate lately. Miss Kuhn's mother just celebrated her 100th birthday, and now they're celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. We love the Kuhns. Also, tomorrow is the wedding day for Matt and Courtney. Matt Willis and Courtney Cole are getting united in holy matrimony tomorrow morning here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. And in honor of that, I've got Brother Matt singing a song today that he sang here in the church some time back. And it's a song entitled Angel Band. And we're going to let him play that song before the message today. Would ask you to pray for them and the marriage there. Pray that God bless in the service and that his word go forth and his will be done. Also pray for those that are sick and afflicted. We've got a number of needs that we know about, a lot of meetings going on, and a lot of special requests. I particularly ask you, if you would, pray for Sister Barbara Owen and her husband, Brother Richard Owen. He pastors the Midway Bible Baptist Church in Fishersville, Virginia. And Miss Barbara been battling with cancer now for some time, and like for you to especially pray for her. And then also pray that God use the broadcast today to bring him glory and honor. We'll be saying more about that as we begin a new message on today's broadcast. But first, here's the song by Brother Matt Willis that I trust will be a blessing to you. Amen. Well, on yesterday's broadcast, we completed the message that we began on Monday. So today we're going to pick up a new message, still from the same text, Matthew chapter number 7 and verses number 15 through 20. And we're looking at Christ's counsel concerning prophets, particularly false prophets. And actually today's message will be a continuation, a part B, I guess, of the previous message. We talked about the mask of their disguise. We talked about the meaning of their deceit. And we talked about the matter of their discovery. Now today we're going to begin talking about the method and the manner of their detection. Today I'm going to begin with this first point and first thought of this method of their detection, in the fact that Christ has brought us into the light, therefore we need not walk in darkness. So I hope you'll stay tuned and enjoy the message as it was preached live from the pulpit of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky. Matthew chapter number 7 and verse number 15 is our text again. And Lord willing, this will be our final time in this particular text of these verses. Verse 15 through verse 20, still dealing with false prophets, particularly Christ's counsel concerning prophets. And in the concept of all this, remember that he's dealing with discernment. That's what this whole chapter, judging, proper judgment. Be careful not to give that which is holy to the dogs or cast your pearls before the swine. Being careful to ask God and ask him for the correct things. Be careful to enter into the correct path and escape the wrong path. And now he's talking about be careful with people. Amen. Verse number 15, again of our text, the Bible says, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Well, as I said, we've been looking at this message now for some time. This will be the fourth message on this particular text. I preached two messages on the first four words
Verse 15, beware of false prophets. And then the most recent was on Sunday night. I preached on the whole 15th verse as he went into their sheep's clothing, their outward appearance, and yet their inward character. Outward clothing, trying to cover or cloak or conceal an inward character. And our Lord, it dealt with several things. I mentioned four things that we'd be dealing with, and I dealt with three of those. And so I mentioned that the fourth one would be later. Today is the day. We talked about their disguise, their deception, and their discovery. Now, our Lord gives us several statements in this text that are very important, very, very clarifying statements about these false prophets. And as I said, it's all based on this. He's continuing, I think, the line of spiritual discernment. Walk in with your eyes open. It really goes all the way back into the sixth chapter where he talks about your eye being single. That you got your focus on heavenly things, not on worldly things. That you're not looking just at temporal things, but you're looking for eternal things. And by the way, there are movements that in the temporal world look very wonderful, but in the long view of things, they're not very good. As a matter of fact, they're very dangerous and deceptive. And so our Lord's carrying that thought continually on. Now, Christ mentioned in this text the mask of their disguise. And then he mentioned the meaning of that is deception. And also he mentioned the matter of their discovery. You can see what they are. It will come out. Amen. Brother W.W. Burns, older man of God, he's older when I met him, and he's passed away now, but W.W. Burns would say this, was very well known for saying that God will show what a man is before he gets out of this world. Amen. Some men seem to stay concealed to the end, but somewhere along the lines that cover is going to come off. Amen. Now, today I want to preach on this fourth point, and I've called it the manner of their detection. The manner, the way that we can detect them, particularly verse number 16. The beginning of that, the first words, he said, ye shall know them by their fruits. He's saying, you can detect them. He said that again in verse number 20. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Verse 16 and verse 20 are bookends to the rest of these verses that are saying the same thing, but it's saying there is a way to determine what these men are. And again, I say this, I think it's important to notice that our Lord's using very pictorial language. He spoke in parables, but it's a parable is a story that it's an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Maybe it is a story that is very easily understood, and yet there are hidden nuggets of truth, chunks of gold, jewels of rare quality that are involved in these beautiful words that our Lord uses. He uses this pictorial language to draw an obvious picture to us, and I don't believe you can fail to see the Lord's point. He's telling us that when examining a religious teacher, or a religious leader, and again, I go back to saying it doesn't have to be the preacher of the pulpit. It could be a mother or father in the home. It could be a friend on the job. It could be an author on a television or in a magazine or in a book. It could be wherever they are that they're doing some kind of religious leading. He tells us that you cannot go so much by the clothing they wear. But you notice the creeds, what they believe, what they hold dear to their heart. You notice the character and the conduct of these men. And so I believe he's saying that you can tell more if you'll watch their conduct, because their conduct will reveal their character. And their character is a product of their creed. It's a product. You are a product of what you believe. I'll give a very simple illustration of that real quickly. I knew a case of a woman that had been diagnosed with cancer. They said she had a short time to live. I mean, just a matter of weeks that they thought she had left to live. And she went home and pulled out a revolver and stuck it to her husband's head and said, now I can kill you. I can do what I've always wanted to do because I'll escape judgment. Now that woman was a member of an independent Baptist church. That woman claimed to believe in God, claimed to be a Christian. She didn't believe that. Or she would have not thought, she would not have believed she's going to escape judgment. She's fixing to face the judge. The doctor said, you got days and you're going to face the judge. And she don't believe she's going to face the judge because if she did, she would not have thought I can kill. She didn't kill her husband. Thank God. Amen. But she did die and she faced the judge. And everybody will one day. Amen. But my point is this, what you believe will affect what you become. It affects how you behave. It affects your character. And that in turn affects your conduct, the way, again, that gets behavior involved there. But so it's belief affects what you become and it affects what you, how you behave. And so our Lord said there's a manner of detecting these people that reveals their character. Now, let me say this about, I said you can't tell by their clothing. Now, if they are dressing immodestly or even immoderately with fancy, flashy, over expensive things, if it becomes obvious that they're trying to draw attention to themselves and those things are obvious, sometimes you can tell what's in a person's heart by the clothing they wear. Amen. Amen. You can get a pretty good idea. But our Lord's dealing with somebody that is attempting to conceal that. They're wearing a cloak. They're wearing a disguise. And so he's saying, here's some people that are pretending to be a sheep. They're pretending, they're donning the attire of a sheep, but in their heart, in their nature, they're still a wolf in character. A ravening wolf. They still have that nature. And so Christ then goes from the animal kingdom to talk about the plant kingdom. And he says, by their fruits ye shall know them. So he gives us the analogy of fruit-bearing trees, how these trees display their character and their nature by the fruit that they produce. Amen. Now, a person attempting to identify a particular tree might be confused by just looking at the leaves, could be confused by looking at the bark, could be confused by looking at the flowers on the tree or the branches on the tree, different things about that. But when you see the fruit, you know what kind of tree it is. Amen. The proof positive that identifies the tree is the fruit. For example, an apple tree produces apples. When it's in bloom, it may look like a peach tree. It may look like a pear tree. It may look like an orange tree. It may look like a multitude of fruit trees. It may smell in a way that you don't really know for sure. The size and the shape of the tree, the foliage, I'm saying all those things may be deceptive, but when those apples appear, you know it's not an orange tree. Amen. Whatever. You name the different kinds of fruit trees that they are. And the fruit identifies the tree. And so our Lord says, look at the fruit of these men's lives. If they are bad men, if they are unprincipled, if they're selfish, if they act in private, at variance to their public show, our Lord says they're bad men. Pay no regard to their teaching. Amen. Because the fruit identifies the tree. Amen. Seems very obvious to me that our Lord's laying down some principles and some general rules about discerning the validity of a religious leader. Now, I want to say that that does not negate the fact that we are human, whether the leader or the follower. We're humans. We may make mistakes. We do make mistakes. As a matter of fact, the phrase, when our Lord said a good tree, verse 18, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. I've heard men say, does that mean that a good man can't mess up? No, that's not at all what it means. But it means that when you see, when the truth of his life comes out, it'll be the truth of his life. It won't be that he's able to deceive, that he's able to disguise what is the truth that comes out on his life. Amen. We do make mistakes, but here's the thing too. When we're inspecting fruit, when we're trying to make a judgment, we got to remember we're still human. Amen. We're still human. We may be misled. We may be deceived. Amen. Even with this information given to us by the Savior, we may make an error or be confused in our judgment. We might write somebody off too readily, right? Or we might overlook some telltale signs, maybe because of friendship, maybe because of others that are friends and associates. A lot of different reasons, maybe because of our own emotions and whatever, maybe our own preconceived ideas, whatever it is, we may turn them off too quickly, or we may not turn them off when we should turn them off. I'm simply saying that we got to be careful that we don't put ourselves as the judge. Our Lord's given us some idea how to discern and tell us how serious it is, but we got to be careful that we don't just use our own reasoning, that we judge proper judgment, as our Lord has told us already in the text before. Amen. Now, let me say this as I come into this, detecting these men and the manner of detecting them. There's confusion in the religious world. It has been for a long time. Confusion in this world that you have to take people at their word. I ended my message, I think it was on Sunday night, with you don't have to take their word for it. You need to take God's word for it. Amen. People can claim a lot of claims. They can say a lot of things. That doesn't make it so. We don't have to be an ostrich with our head in the sand. We don't have to wander around in darkness. Matter of fact, when you got saved, there was an enlightenment that took place. You were in darkness when you was lost. We're not in darkness anymore since we're saved. Amen. We're not supposed to walk in darkness. We're supposed to walk in light. God brought us out of the darkness and into light. And I've got a number of verses. Look at Matthew chapter number 4, just back a couple of pages. And Matthew chapter number 4 and verse number 16. Matthew chapter 4, verse number 16 is a fulfillment of a prophecy. Here's the prophecy. The people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. Amen. In Luke chapter number 1, you don't have to turn, verse 78 and 79, it's talking about John the Baptist and him preceding Christ and the prophecy Christ would fulfill. He said, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us to give light to them that sat in darkness and in the shadow of death to guide our feet into the way of peace. Praise God. And so it takes an enlightening from the Holy Ghost. It takes an enlightening from God's word. The entrance of thy word giveth light. Amen. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So many things that we could say. It takes the Spirit of God and the word of God to enlighten man to the truth. Amen. Turn to Acts chapter number 26. Acts chapter number 26 and verse number 18. Paul's given his testimony before King Agrippa. He says in verse number 18 of this testimony, Acts 26, 18, is this what God had told him he's going to use them for? To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Amen. He's to bring them out of darkness. That's what the gospel does. Amen. That's what gospel preaching is supposed to do. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4 and verse number 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Praise God. God commanded the light to shine out. That light showed us the way out. Thank God. Amen. And God brought us out by His mercy and by His grace. 1 Peter chapter number 2, one more. 1 Peter chapter number 2. I'm simply saying that a spiritual birth brings an enlightenment. You're not in darkness anymore. No need to walk in darkness. Our Lord is showing us we can walk in the light. We need to walk with our eyes open since we're in the light. Amen. All right, 1 Peter chapter number 2. And, yeah, verse number 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. So we're walking in the light. And you know all those verses that if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Amen. 1 John 1:7. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all unrighteousness. The idea is that God brought us out of that darkness. I'm simply saying Christ gives us an enlightenment that we don't have to be in darkness. We don't have to be blinded to the false prophets and the frauds and the fakes and the phonies that are out there. Amen.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. As that concludes another week of radio broadcasting, we do hope you have a great weekend. I hope you'll be in the house of God on the Lord's Day. And I'd love to take this opportunity to invite you to come and be with us here at the Island Ford Baptist Church, located at 1415 Island Ford Road here in Madisonville, Kentucky. Our Sunday morning service, Sunday school starts up at 10:15 a.m. and then the preaching time at 11:05 a.m. as well. Sunday evening service is at 6:30 p.m. Love to have you come and be part of those with us. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.